sick in her bed. She said in the darkest hour, there's nothing else to do. Put your trust in the heavenly Father, he will see it through. Oh, no trouble, Lord, I can't find it, no friend.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. This programme will repeat on midnight Sunday unless the world ends today as predicted, in which case the repeat will be postponed indefinitely. Today's programme continues with a gospel theme as befits the season. But before I launch into religiosity, I'll play a few not entirely unrelated items, starting with a CDR by Gail and Marco, who were guests a few weeks ago, performing live under canvas here in the studio, basically in a tent. This CDR is a sound poem based on a dialogue between an angel and William Blake, and the following text arrived from Marco, which I shall now summon on my phone and read out as an introduction. This is from Marco. In the second book of William Blake's poem, Milton, the angel Ololon appears as a 12-year-old girl to Blake in his garden at Felpham, thereafter unifying with Milton as his feminine aspect. In the performance, this sound piece played while Gale and Marco unfolded and rolled one another in a painted sheet. In the piece, Marco chants permutations of Blake Milton and is soon joined by Gale chanting permutations of Ololon. The two recordings were made separately and drift in and out of sync, finally uniting with the feminine voice alone supplanting the masculine. So this is a doesn't seem to have a title as such, although I suppose we could call it, what is it? It's Ololon, possibly, by Gale and Marco.
Blake Milton, Blake Milton, Blake Milton, Blake Milton, Ton Blake Mill, Ton Blake Mill, Ton Blake Mill, Ton Blake Mill, Milton Blake, Milton Blake, Milton Blake, Milton Blake,
Ololon, 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 Ololon,
Ololon, Blake, Ololon, Blake, Ololon, Ton,
Ololon,
Ton,
Ololon,
Ton,
Ololon,
Ton,
Ololon,
Mill,
Lon, Lon,
Mill,
Lon,
Mill,
Lon, Lon,
Mill,
Lon,
Blake, 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 Blon, 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 Blon,
Blon,
Blon,
Blon,
Blon,
Blon,
Blon,
Blon,
Blon,
Blon,
Blon,
Blon,
Blon, Blon,
Low,
long,
low,
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 long,
low,
long,
low,
long,
low,
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 Blake
Milton,
Blake Milton,
Blake
Milton,
Blake
Milton,
Blake
Milton,
Blake
Milton,
Blake
Milton,
Blake
Milton,
Blake
Milton,
Blake
Milton,
Blake
Milton,
Blake
Milton,
Blake
Milton,
Blake
Milton,
Low,
Blake, Blake,
Tom,
Blake,
Tom,
Blake,
Tom,
Blake,
Tom,
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 Blonde,
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 low,
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 low, low,
low.
Right, that was Gale and Marco on a CDR made especially for this program. That's an edited version of it, which I shall just I'll just check to see if there is a title on there somewhere. Might be written on the CDR itself, but no. So we'll call that Ololon or Milton Ololon. Thank you very much, Gale and Marco, for providing me with that. Next is a new vinyl single by the philosopher Simon Critchley, Coincidentally, I've recently been reading various books by Critchley, including Faith of the Faithless. Then by chance, I came across a couple of records issued this year by the Focal Point Gallery in Southend. One is a vinyl 45 RPM single issued in an edition of 300 copies on the Philo or Philophonic label, and this one is entitled Philophonic 3 Before 8. The A-side is by Simon Critchley, called Long After Tonight Is All Over, and the B-side is I'm On My Way by Jonathan Dronsfield, also a philosopher and artist. Each track ends with a locked groove, both with the same title of Time Will Pass You By, one by the artist Haroon Mirza and the other by John Cousins. So I'll play both sides of this vinyl LP by Simon Critchley and Jonathan Dronsfield on the other side.
To philosophize is to learn how to die. That's how to live. To philosophize is to learn how to die. That's how to live. How to live. To learn how to die. That's how to live. To philosophize is to learn how to die. Learn how to die. That's how to live. To philosophize is to learn how to die. Learn how to die. That's how to live. That's how to live. To philosophize is to learn how to die. That's how to live. That's how to live. How to live. To philosophize is to learn how to die. That's how to live. To live. How to live. To learn how to die. That's how to live. The question how to live is to learn how to die. The question how to live has become the question how to love. The question how to live has become the question how to love. How to love. The question how to live has become the question how to love. How to live. How to love. Become the question how to love. Love is not just as strong as death, it is stronger. Love is not just as strong as death, it is stronger. It is stronger. The question how to live, love the question dares the self to leave itself behind. The question how to love. The question how to live, love live dares the self to leave itself behind. How to love. The question how to live, how to live and hack has become the way at the self to make a space that's large enough for love to enter. Love is not just as strong as death and hack a way at the self to make a space that's large enough for love to enter. Love is not just as strong as death, it is stronger. Love is not just as strong as death, it is strong association. Love is not just as strong as association. It is strong human beings. Love is not just as strong as death. It is strong an association of free human beings.
Long After Tonight Is All Over by philosopher Simon Critchley on the Philophonic label, 3 Before 8, issued by Focal Point Gallery in 2012, followed by this endless locked groove. This one is by John Cousins, and there is a distinct sort of Northern Soul feel throughout this whole project. This presumably is the intro to a Northern Soul record. I shall now deftly flip it over, and we'll listen to Jonathan Dronsfield's track. When a mate and I drove up from London to the miners' strike in January 1985 in his dad's Mini Cooper van, we stayed over at Paul Heaton's in Hull, who knew him, after the third round cup tie Elland Road versus Everton. The shining green of the pitch from on high, the council estate overlooking the ground. It was my mate's first ever football match. He was a Chelsea fan. Hoarse from singing, even him a bit if I remember, we spent a few hours drinking and listening to Northern Soul with Heaton and his friends. Heaton gave me his copy of Dean Parrish's I'm On My Way, but I sold that single a short while later along with all my other Northern Soul records. I needed the money to buy a Bolex and Sun Ra and Cecil Taylor. On my one visit back home that year, the day after his brother-in-law asked, "What's it like living with all those packies?" I lent Derek Witherington, our next door neighbour but one, whose dad Percy was our Sunday league manager, unit structures, and Wayne Shorter's Adam's apple, after I had retrieved it from my brother's friend, who had stolen it from me at a party at my ex-girlfriend, my very first girlfriend, the night before. By then I had stopped going to Northern Soul clubs, preferring instead Rip Riggan Panic, a Leicester Square basement, dancing wildly with Naina Cherry to Fela Kuti's Roffo Roffo Fight. The glass smashing a minute and a half into the track by Roland Kirk, after which that club was named, is no different to the premature string spasm at around the same time, a minute and a half slightly more, of the prelude to Wagner's Tristan and Isolde in its ironic announcement of suspension. The first film I made with that camera used Hensler's Tristan prelude for audio tape. When I showed the film to the class, a guy stepped forward and said, "That's me." That voice speaking on the tape was me when I was a young boy. The person to whom the piece is dedicated, Peter Zinoviev, is my father. I've never heard it before, he said. The last time I used the Bolex was to film, with special permission, from the Kop at Leeds during the last match before standing was outlawed, in 1994 against West Ham, I think, and back at the empty stand from the pitch after the match. Well, that was I'm On My Way by Jonathan Dronsfield, being the B-side of the Simon Critchley single, edition of 300, available from the Focal Point Gallery, issued by them in 2012. And they also issued another record, which is on the turntable. The other record issued on the Philophonic label, is Stand Up Now, performed by Johnny Boy, recorded in Wigan in 2011, being a cover version with new lyrics of a Northern Soul classic by Frank Wilson. So I'll play that first and then we'll flip it over to hear Simon Critchley and Cornel West in conversation at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in 2012, talking about the aforementioned Faith of the Faithless.
Now, Thomas More, who's a comic writer, like his friend Erasmus in Praise of Folly, he's a comic writer. Comedy's about what? Radical incongruity. Things don't fit. They're not consistent. I can't follow these dogmas, make sense of things. I keep running up against a logical dead end. They're inconsistent. Because to be a person of faith is not to look for logical consistency. It's to deal with the mess in the language of Samuel Beckett, the funk in the language of George Clinton. Things don't fit, but you have to somehow cope. You still have to keep moving in this sense. Now, in the case of Socrates, you might recall, in the cell, the inner voice he's heard all of his life. The daimon. What does it tell him there? Practice the arts. And he thought all his time it was just practice argument. And what does Socrates do? For the first time of his life, he writes a song. And it would be fascinating if we had a CD version of Socrates' song. Because he never wrote a word. Right. And what else does he do? He versifies the fables of Aesop. Who was Aesop? Slave, like Frederick Douglass, like Sojourner Truth, like Harriet Tubman. Socrates, maybe I misunderstood my vocation. Your crucial talk about call.
Yeah.
And there's no call without recall. There's no vocation without invocation. You can't have a calling and not be in conversation with the folk who you must recall to reinforce your calling. It's like Dostoevsky with no Schiller. There is no Dostoevsky with no Schiller. Because he's using Schiller as a launching pad for his literature across national boundaries. So in that sense, Socrates, for me, is indispensable but inadequate.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I say Socratic in relation to you, it's the love of wisdom, the critical questioning. I still like that about Socrates, and I love that about you as well. But Socrates doesn't get to the legacy of Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. He doesn't learn how to love thy neighbor. And he certainly doesn't learn how to love his enemy as a human being. He's always referring to his own principles, and so forth and so on. Nothing wrong with principles, but in the end, you know, life is not about self-mastery as it was for Socrates. It is about tears. Mm-hmm. It is about crying. It is about laughing, or in the language of that genius from Jamaica, Bob Marley, is learning how to wail and still prevail. And I say that to Barack Obama, because when he told black folk to stop complaining, he confused wailing with whining. You see, poor people are not whining. CEOs on Wall Street who can't get enough are whining. A wail is qualitatively different. That's why Bob Marley was Bob Marley and the wailers rather than the whiners. That's very important. Because wailing has to do with that help that William James was talking about, and that Nathaniel West was talking about. Help, help. That's what people. We need help. Our kids are being shot down like dogs. We need help. We can't get a job. We need help. We're sick. We don't have health care. We need help. Our houses are collapsing. Well, who's going to come to the help? You need to help yourself. Yes, we're going to organize and mobilize. That's right. Against the powers that be, because they have been helping themselves mightily. A long time, sometimes with very little principle, sometimes immorally, and so forth and so on.
Okay, well, that was Side B, Organize and Mobilize by Cornel West, extract from The Faith of the Faithless, Simon Critchley and Cornel West in conversation, the Brooklyn Academy of Music, 7th of February 2012. As far as I can tell, this is also an edition of 300 copies. And both of those records are issued by the Focal Point Gallery in Southend. You can buy those records from their website. If you go to the Focal Point Gallery website, that's where they're obtainable from. The Faith of the Faithless, Experiments in Political Theology, is a book by Simon Critchley, published by Verso. So from Faith of the Faithless to Faith of the Faithful, various gospel tracks by the Canton Spirituals, the Reverend Johnny L. Hurricane Jones, Shirley Ann Lee, and Jamaican cult music.
friends of the gospel. Revival Records would like to introduce to you Shirley Ann Lee, one of America's most sincere and dedicated singer of gospel songs. As a former member of the famous Juro Gospel Trio, Shirley Ann has spent most of her life singing the praises of Jesus Christ. She has, as I'm sure many of you have found, that life is not always easy. And when it seems we have nowhere to turn and nowhere to run, please, Lord, consider me.
Lord, this world
to the pool of a past. Put some mud on a blind man's eyes, and that man will come singing. I'm asking Jesus acts the adversaments. All of these men, as they gathered around, boy Jesus, at the age of 12, you grossman, you're concerned about Southern food, but explain to me how I can take two little fish and five barley loaves of bread, and how I can feed 5,000. Explain to me how I can take 100 people.
Yeah. Yeah. take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. Why don't you say yes? And I'll tell you what Z stands for. Z stands for Zion.
Lord, I'm just sitting here looking over my life, Lord. Let me take inventory. Can I take it? Can I take it? 'Cause I know you. I know you. I know you've been good to me, Lord. I come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Let me tell y'all something. I didn't have no money. How many of y'all were like that? A lot of my friends thought that was funny. But I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say that the Lord's been good to me. Let me tell you one more thing. Listen. We were raised in a shack, y'all. Sometimes cold within. That we put on our back. Listen here. Mama and daddy, they done the best we could. They always told me, son, always be good. But out of all the things, yeah, I know that the Lord been good to me. Oh, it been good. Ain't God been good? How many of you know tonight? That God been good.
Been good.
Let me ask you, did he bring you? Did he bring you? Did he bring you? A mighty long
so
way up. Oh, Lord, I've been sick.
Been
everybody been sick.
Been
did God bring you? Let me tell you what he did for me. He blessed me. He blessed me, Dad. He blessed me. Yes, it did. There have been times in my life. Oh, help me, Lord. Seems like every time that I got a nickel, I had to spend a dime. But let me ask y'all something. How many know God got power? How many know he got power? Let me tell you what he done for me. Let me tell you what he done for me. He healed my body. Won't God heal? When I was a little boy, I had polio on my right leg. But look at it. Lordy, Lordy.
Mercedes Benz, but I sure thank you for the little car you gave me.
Yes.
I may not have a condominium, but I thank you for my little house that you blessed me with. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of God.
you'll just stop, look and listen. Oh, I'll tell you what the man can do. Oh, yes, he will. He'll be your friend when you need a friend. He'll go with you to the end. He'll wipe away your tears. He'll calm all doubts and fears. He'll guide you all the way. Turn your midnight into day. He'll hail you when you call his name. Save your soul from sin and shame.
Listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and a Merry Christmas to you all, and we'll be back in 2013.